Is Marco de Moraes, Sabrina Monsini, and Itzia Azkona. And Sabrina will be collecting her diploma today, and Itzia will be collecting her foundation certificate. So it's wonderful to have you all here today. And we're going to start with Marco's presentation, and it's titled Journey Through Life, A Cultural Perspective of Planetary Cycles.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to start the presentation today with the idea of discussing a bit about rites of passage, what actually it means before we go into our business, which is astrology, isn't it? So, rites of passage is an expression that has its origin in France. It's a French expression. It was initially raised, let's say, by Arnold van Gennep. I'm sorry about the pronunciation. Yeah, his background was Deutsch and French. And what is a rite of passage? Okay, it's a celebration. It is a ritual to celebrate when we move from one step in our life, from one situation to another one. For instance, if we get married, for instance, we are moving from being single to being married. And this passage has a celebration, or most of the time. There is another celebration soon after, most of the time as well. Let's stick to the first one, please. So, in terms of celebrations, we have different ones based on your culture, your country, your religion. And I'm going to give you guys an idea, a rough idea about different rituals. And then, of course, we are going to talk about astrology, which is the idea, basically, isn't it? There are several different rituals of passage, rites of passage. The first one that comes to mind, and for us astrologers, perhaps the most important one, which is our birth, isn't it? That's the moment that we use to cast our chart, and then we are going to use the chart along our life. And every single country, culture, religion will celebrate birth. And there is another one as well that we are not very, especially in the West, we are not so keen in celebrating, but it's part of the process, which is the very final one, isn't it? Which is the death of the physical body. I'm going to put it that way so we can explore in different ways. So, rite of passage at the end of the day is going to be a celebration when we are moving from one room, that's why it's called rite of passage, to another room. And this passage can be very quickly, if it's a very simple celebration, or could be a celebration that will take a long time. For instance, personally, my first communion, which I had a very long time ago, it took 6 months in the process of transition, because you have to attend the Sunday class, don't you? You have to hear all the stories about the Bible, etc., etc. I'm not going into details, but I believe you can feel the drama. And you go from one stage in your life when you are not officially accepted into the church. You spend 6 months attending the Sunday class to prepare yourself for the next step, which is then you're part of the congregation. So, in different ways, timing and procedures, you have the same celebration in different countries with different backgrounds. Interesting enough, that's what we are going to see today, is at the end of the day, regardless of your background, most of the celebrations are the same. We might manifest and enjoy them in different ways, but they are going to celebrate the same aspects of life. Coming back to types and examples, isn't it? Basically, we could split into gender, male and female. So we are going to find several celebrations that are specific for boys, for instance, and other celebrations that are specific for girls. So we have this distinction, which is made by gender. And then we have another distinction, another example, which is done by being either sacred or profane, which means either being religious or not religious. Okay? So if we bear in mind the two ways we could split or understand different celebrations, this is going to help us out a little bit down the line. Are we okay? Yeah? Now, this map, the word map, the idea was to show that all over the world we have different celebrations with just one thing in mind: to embrace the next level in our life. We have quite a few here, but there is one that's very interesting. Can you guys read? No, yeah? There is one in Brazil that is called Bullet Ant Ritual, okay? Which is literally what it says. When the boy reaches the age of 13 years old, he's supposed to put his hand inside of a glove which contains ants. Yeah, the bad ones, the very, very nasty ones. And he's supposed to hold for 10 to 12 minutes. Yes. And before he can be a man, adult, he's supposed to repeat the same ritual 20 times. Now, we are talking about one of those ants that if you have just one, for instance, inside of your shoes, this is enough for you to be in bed for 2 or 3 days, not being able to walk. So can you imagine to insert your hand in a glove that has hundreds, if not thousands, of ants? Can you imagine the pain to go through? Yeah. But this is a ritual, it's an indigenous ritual. It happens in the northwest of Brazil. I had the opportunity to watch it once, and believe you me, you need to be really a big man to go through it, okay? Every rite of passage has basically 3 stages: separation, transition, and incorporation. Which is exactly what the name says. The first phase, separation, is when you're going to leave one stage of your life behind to embrace the next one. If you're going to get married, for instance, and you are engaged, you are going to a new stage in your life. You're not single anymore, but you're not married yet. So you have the transition, which is you are engaged, and then you embrace the new life when you get married. So most of the rites of passage, the rituals, they have those 3 phases. Sabrine, our colleague, is going to explore those phases a little bit further during her presentation. Okay, now there are different examples of celebrations, okay? And one, for instance, is coming of age. Different areas, different cultures, different countries, different religions are going to celebrate coming of age in different ways. But it's the same meaning, isn't it? You are leaving childhood behind and, you know, becoming a man or a woman. Sorry, I didn't mean to be either one or the other. So, for instance, you have the bar mitzvah or the bat mitzvah, okay? You have the debutante ball, yeah, when the lady, the girl, she reached the age of 15 years old. We are going to celebrate that passage. It's a big ball. You invite 15 couples to dance with you. I still remember my sister going through this. Lots of work to prepare. So what is the idea of a debutante ball, for instance? It's to inform the group, your neighbors, your family, that now that human being is not a girl anymore, but it's a woman. Yeah? You have first day at school, for instance, okay? Some of us, perhaps, I believe everybody can remember the first day at school. For some of us, it was perhaps a Saturnian experience. You didn't want to go. You didn't want to leave behind the easy life of watching TV the whole day. And now you have to face, you know, homework, colleagues, and you know, you have more responsibility, let's say. I did enjoy my first day at school. I went to school at the age of 6. So for me, it was before the Saturn Square. I was possibly the Jupiter opposition. I remember being very excited about the idea of going to a new group, learning how to write, to read, so I could, you know, get the books and understand them. My brother went to school at the age of 7, and for him it was really a Saturn Square. He didn't want to go. My mom had to go halfway through the day and pick him up because he absolutely refused to stay. So the same event has a different meaning for each one of us. Because the same event, like first day at school, might happen in different time in your life. Mine was at 6. My brother, for instance, was at 7. Religious, for instance. We have lots of rituals regarding religion. Baptism, for instance, which is one that happens in most of the religions, even if they have different names. Yeah? We have First Communion. Okay, I'm not so sure here because we go into religion, but I remember my First Communion. So back in Brazil, for instance, no one couldn't attend school before the age of 7. But remember that I mentioned to you guys that I started at the age of 6. So I had to be different from the beginning. I had to put my Jupiter in place because I really wanted to learn something. So, but it was a nightmare because we had to request permission from authorities for me to be able to start at the age of 6. But I had my first communion at the age of 7. So my first communion had a little bit of the Saturn Square feeling, different from others. So what I'm trying to say is, I'm inviting you guys to look back in your life when you went to school for the first time, if you had your first communion, and see how you felt, and check which planets, which transits you had at that time. There is one that is listed here, the one before last, which is the annual Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca. Some people seem to think this is not a rite of passage, so forgive me for mentioning, but it's something religious that every member of the Islamic community has to do in their lives, okay? So we still have other examples. We have, for instance, military ceremonies or rites of passage, yeah? There is one here that is very interesting. The second one from the top, called Blood Wings, it's literally what it says. Once you have gone through your training, military training, and you are now going to be accepted into military life, they stick the pin in your chest, not in the clothes, in your bare chest, okay? And if it's the Air Force, for instance, in the United States, and you are going to be positioned in the 15th Squadron, they are going to stick the pin in your chest 15 times. And this is not a joke, okay? It sounds a little bit bloody, but it does happen. And we have in sports, for instance, one that is very close to my heart. The first one, baptism, baptizados in capoeira, which is a kind of sport. And when you reach a certain level, and then you are qualified, and you are good in that kind of sport, then there is a rite of passage to celebrate. It's like when in judo you get the black belt, okay? Now, the examples given so far, they are in general. They are not into any kind of religion or culture. So now I'm going to give a few examples regarding specific religions. I've chosen religion because it's the easiest way to show, okay? You're going to see as I go along with the slide that in every religion we all celebrate birth, which is, you know, not by chance, and we all celebrate death as well. Some of the cultures out there they do different from us in the church. Some of the cultures out there, when someone passes away, someone dies, they literally celebrate. It's a reason for, you know, to have a party. Yeah. So, but at the end of the day, all these rites, that they have the same principle, the same idea. And perhaps the reason being is because of astrology. Yeah, we go through the same transits, the same cycles, regardless of what is our religious background. Okay? So in Buddhism, for instance, they celebrate they call initiation, yes, it's birth. They celebrate marriage, dying, like anybody else. I'm going to show quickly before I reach astrology, and I'm going to point out a few differences. Then we have the Christian, yeah? One thing that I believe is slightly different from the one before is a prayer for dying. Catholics may be given last rites. That's interesting, the title, isn't it? If you are dying, we usually call the priest to give you the last rite. I think interesting the name, because actually it's to prepare for the next stage, whatever we believe. Here I'm not going into details, but it's to prepare the passage for the next level, which is your death. Yeah. We have the Muslim as well. That's where I include the Raj. I'm not so sure about the pronunciation, which is when you visit Mecca. This must happen at least once in a Muslim life. Okay, you need to visit Mecca. But again, like any other religion, we can see they celebrate birth, they're going to celebrate death, they celebrate marriage the same way. So perhaps what is connecting those different religions and they celebrate absolutely the same thing is astrology, from our perspective, isn't it? Okay? So we have Jewish now. It's the same thing again, guys. They're going to there are one or two differences, but we celebrate in our religion the same way. They have, for instance, bar mitzvah, which is a ritual to celebrate rite of passage, becoming a man or a girl, because you have bar mitzvah for boys and bat mitzvah, sorry about my pronunciation again, for girls. Okay, so everybody, all the cultures will celebrate the passage between childhood and adulthood. Okay, Sikh, again, very similar. We celebrate birth, marriage, death, like anybody else. Every single religion will have one or two rituals in between that are specific for those religions. Okay, now, passing from one stage in our life to the next. For instance, when we go to school, our first day to school, what is it? What is involved in every single ritual when we move from one stage to another one? Something that came to my mind when I was preparing for this presentation was the meaning of the word responsibility, which when you split, is the ability to respond, the ability to respond, isn't it? So when we move from one stage in our life to the next, for instance, from single to married, we are assuming, we are expect to be responsible, to be able to respond to the next level in our lives. If we are married, for instance, we are expected to respond as married people. Yeah? Now, when we talk about responsibility, I think it reminds us of Saturn, isn't it? I think the word responsibility might be connected to Saturn. Okay, let's see, guys, how we can match or how we can see rites of passage from the astrological point of view. Saturn. Saturn is not the only one responsible for the rites. But it's the first one that comes to our mind, especially because, by definition, the name means time. So when we talk about phases in our life, when we talk about cycles in our life, the first one that comes to mind is Saturn. But we are not going to consider just Saturn, because we have our chart, the chart has all planets. So every event always involves all the planets. It depends when you had that ceremony, that event in your life, for you to find out which planet perhaps was stronger than others. Uranus, cycle of individuality. So when Saturn talks to us, when Saturn is present in our life, brings, by definition, all the limitations, isn't it? Astronomically speaking, Saturn has the ring, so it shows the boundaries that we have to embrace in life. And the basic ones, for instance, it could be race, culture. When we are born, some of the aspects and the places where we came from, we cannot change. I cannot change my background, my parents. I cannot change the country where I was born, the religion. I can choose another religion down the line, but I came into life into a group, a family. Those limitations are shown by Saturn, your race, your culture, etc. But then each one of us is an individual. Each one of us needs to manifest its own chart. So Uranus comes along and changes, or help us to change and become an individual. Okay, so when we see the rites of passage, we don't consider just one planet or the other. I don't like when people say, "Oh, this event happens on the Saturn square or the Saturn opposition," because there is always something else happening at the same time. We are going to see this very shortly. We also have to consider, in terms of celebrations, the progress moon, don't we? And the progress moon is very important, because that's our emotional recording. The moon records all our emotions and takes in consideration our background, history in our life as well. So when the progress moon moves around our chart, it experiences every single area in its own way. And you see on the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line, progress moon return. We have the first return around 70 years old, the second one 54 or 55, and the third one 82. And if one has in mind the Saturn cycle, there is more or less the same time. The first Saturn return is soon after the progress moon return. Yeah, the first one is 27, Saturn is around 29. But as you get older, the progress moon return is before the Saturn return. So I don't like to look into the rites of passage just thinking, for instance, of Saturn or Uranus. We need to look the whole picture. And the moon has also a very important part to play in this process. Chiron. Another one. Chiron has a cycle of 50 years. So we all have... some of us have had the Chiron return. I amended very quickly. Thank God for that. The young ones won't be very happy. So Chiron as well, at the age of 50, is returning to its natal position. And the Chiron would help us to consolidate our wounds, at the same time to change. We all heard that saying that at the age of 50 people usually tend to change their lives. It's very common people, when they celebrate 50 years old, they make plans for the future that is slightly different from everything they have ever done. So there is this component of Chiron. I think Kim used to say this word, the maverick, isn't it? To try something new. It's part of the process as well, okay? You guys have noticed that I didn't say anything about Neptune in this process, because Sabrina, the next speaker, is going to talk about Neptune. I didn't want to overlap. So, we have the cycles. I'm going to move this slightly quick, and I can come back if you wish, because there is one slide where I wish to spend the last few minutes. I can. In this slide, you can see by age which return, which planet is operating. So, for instance, age 12, 24, 36, 48, etc. is due to the return. I put together in a different way this slide. This is the one that I like the most. It's not 100% complete, because I would need three or four more screens, and I didn't see the point. But it points out the most important cycle at a certain age. Now, if we pay attention, if we observe this table, we are going to see that around, for instance, 12, 13 years old, you have Jupiter return, you have Saturn opposition. If you see around 27, 26, there is also a concentration of returns. Okay, so with this slide, we can pinpoint points in our life where we have more planets operating than others. So, for instance, this is personal, but you know, I'm the one presenting. So, I left home, for instance, at the age of 18. Okay, I went to school at the age of 6, which was the Saturn opposition, and for me, it was Jupiter opposition was a very Jupiterian experience, because I want to embrace culture, I want to read, I want to be able to read my books. I left home, my parents' home, at the age of 18 on the lunar node's return. And breaking up from your family, leaving home, not necessarily is going to be a nice experience, isn't it? So I moved on the lunar node's return, and I finished university at that time as well. So I would like, I have just 3 or 2 minutes. The long story short, I would like to invite you guys, if you haven't done yet, is to think about the rituals in your life, in important moments, going to school, leaving home, getting married, and check which planet was operating the strongest at that moment. When you went to school, the first day at school, was it Jupiter opposition like mine, was a Saturn square like my brother? Okay. When you got married, for instance, I haven't done that. So if you are married, when you got married, in which stage of your life you were? Okay. So I leave, guys, my invitation for you to do the same, and what, you know, pay attention to your life, what has happened during your life. Yeah? Any questions? I'm on, just on time. No? Wow. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.